Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. And if this is your first time hearing about us, we are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space for Filipinas to talk about all things books and business. I am your sunshine, Cleo, but you can just call me Cleo. I'm the founder of Hiraya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. For today's episode, we have Antoinette Aquino. She is a multi-awarded financial advisor and certified associate financial planner. She's the founder of Money Health Check, a social network brand that aims to promote financial literacy to the Filipino community. She has leveraged the power of social media by creating a finance channel on TikTok, which grew a following of more than 300,000 followers and 2 million likes in less than a year. Insane! Through the growth of her brand, she has been featured on several news publications locally and internationally, such as GMA News TV, Inquirer Business, Yahoo Finance, and many more. Apart from her financial services business, she is also the co-founder of two media production startups, McCain Group Limited and Hey Sunday. With the advocacy of helping more Filipinos to become financially empowered, she has given talks to top universities, numerous organizations, and premier business conferences in the Philippines, becoming one of the youngest thought leaders in the finance industry. I can't wait for you to hear our conversation. So please, let's all welcome Antoinette Aquino. Welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited for what I'm going to be sharing today and what I'm going to be talking about with you. Thank you for having me again, Leo.
Thank you, Antoinette. So I first met you, I guess, virtually, of course, because dumadaan ka palagi sa TikTok FYP ko. And I'm so amazed because someone like you is teaching about finances, is very open to sharing her knowledge to the Filipino audience. So how was that like starting TikTok, being on TikTok teaching about finances?
Well, actually, I never imagined that I would be putting out content on TikTok. Well, from the very beginning, I really had a strategy for my business or for promoting financial literacy in general. And I've always wanted to create a library of videos helping people out because I saw that there was a need for it, especially during the time of the pandemic. So I was already in the financial services industry and I thought, you know, the best way to be able to help others, especially the young Filipino community, is to create content for free. Because I believe that learning about financial literacy is a privilege in itself. And it's not granted to a lot of people who, you know, weren't raised in families that, you know, knew how to manage money. And in my case, it was the same for me. I wasn't taught how to invest, how to manage my money. I had to learn it the hard way. So I thought if I could save that time and that hardship from happening to other people as well, then why not? So TikTok, I think, talaga iba yung breed ng audience doon, no?
You have to have
such mental capacity to deal with people there because, you know, people use more often than not yung mga dummy accounts, diba? So comments can be so straightforward. So ayun, I've learned over the years to create content in a way that would acknowledge yung privilege natin and at the same time also educate, diba?
Before we dive deeper into, you know, finding your purpose and being able to create content with that, let's first start with a little icebreaker. Okay. Medyo naging straightforward pala ako.
Sige, go lang.
Yes, okay. So are you ready to play Never Have I Ever, Antoinette?
ready na.
Yes. Okay. I'm so excited to hear your I'm so excited to hear your answers on this. First is that never have I ever loaned someone money and never got it back.
Ay, nako, so much. Actually, if I were to add it all up, I think it would be around 7 figures by now. Because when it's family and relatives, especially close friends, you have a soft spot for them. So I've lent money to help them start their business or to help them pay off their emergencies. And, you know, over the years, you just learn that when you start making real money, everyone's going to start calling you. Everyone's going to start asking you for help, which I don't mind the man. But now I've learned to follow a rule of thumb. So it's to lend with the expectation that I'm not going to get it back. So for example, if someone says, okay, Antoinette, I need to borrow 100,000. Okay, you need 100,000. I can't give you 100,000, but I can give you 20,000 and you never have to pay me back. So ganun na lang. So at least, you know, sometimes kasi the borrower would be confused because they can't leave with feeling unhappy because at the same time you also try to help naman. I've learned kasi that if you give them the full amount, it's really going to break relationships. So ayun na lang. I land with the expectation of not getting it back anymore.
Ang galing, because actually yun din yung sinabi sa akin ng magulang ko.
Which one? To lend money or to not lend money?
I mean, the rule of thumb. Basically, yes, na parang nakakasira nga talaga ng friendships and relationships minsan.
True.
Kasi nandun yung nahihiya na afterwards. Parang gusto mo ka nang iwasan bigla, ganon.
Oo, and pag ganun, wala nang excuse. I'll just say, okay, I can only lend you this amount. Wala nang reason na, ay, kasi ganito ako. Because sometimes, they'll know it if you post on social media. Ay, nakaka-vacation pa naman siya, but hindi siya nangihiram. So, it'll really ruin relationships. So, better to be upfront and just, okay, ito na lang yung amount and then don't pay me back na. Parang ganun na lang.
Yes, exactly. For the second icebreaker, never have I ever felt burned out because you started earning early.
Lots of times na. So, Creo, actually, I started working at 16 years old. So, I was forced to do adulting as a minor. And, you know, back then, I realized that I couldn't control the paper wage, which was 491 pesos back then. 491 pesos per day. I couldn't control that, but I can control the number of hours I work. So, ang ginawa ko na lang, from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., I had to go to school, diba?
Yeah.
And then, I worked at a part-time job as a sales associate from 3 p.m. up until 10 p.m. And then I did some freelancing work 11 p.m. up until 2 a.m. So yung mindset ko dati, I'm successful or I'm productive if I'm tired or 3 hours lang yung tulog ko. And I know it's very toxic. Then I kept telling myself, okay, this is the cost, right? This is the cost of pursuing financial independence. So it's part of it. But, you know, at the same time, I was also getting sick. I was always irritated, diba na? And I was neglecting my own mental health. So I realized it's better to pursue financial independence while taking care of your, you know, financial life, your physical, mental health. It all can't be ignored. So kailangan sustainable siya in the long run. That's what I learned. So now I redefined productivity as being able to accomplish everything that I need to accomplish within a day and then also spend time with family, with my pets, diba? Getting some me time. So, yun na yun. I need to deliberately get rest now so I could spend the money that I've worked hard for over the years. Diba? It's better to spend money if you're still alive. Yun na lang yung best way to go about it.
You started working at age 16. What was your first job back then?
I was a sales associate for a jewelry shop. So, you know, not a lot of job opportunities are presented for a 16-year-old girl like me. Yeah. So I took the first one that was offered. And it was very tough. But I would say it's a good thing na pinagdaanan ko yun because I've learned how to, you know, pay my taxes at such an early age. I've also learned how to manage my money. I committed all the mistakes that I needed to commit na in my teens so that now in my 20s, I sort of already got my grip together and I'm able to navigate my finances better.
That's great. Hey, Boss Besties! Kwentuhang Pilipina podcast is a safe space to share the stories of different inspiring Filipinos. This is a safe space. This is your safe space. And isn't your tote bag supposed to be a safe space for your belongings too? That is why I am so grateful to share with you that our This is a Safe Space tote bag in collaboration with Hiraya Pilipina is available now. For only 299 pesos, you get a washable and reusable 14 inches by 16 inches tote bag with zipper. Super spacious. We told you, it is a safe space. Order now at shopee.ph/Hiraya Pilipina. And don't forget to tag us once you copped your own tote bag. And lastly, of course, never have I ever wanted to do a non-educational content for a change. Just a little backstory for this one. Because I saw you, parang hindi mo na rant, I saw you talking about in one of your TikTok videos na you can't join in sa trend na gusto mo because financial TikToker ako, educator ako dito.
So true. Kasi parang branding, di ba? Nakakasirit ng branding if biglang sumasayaw ka na lang for, parang ganun ba? So yeah. Dancing or, actually, when I was younger, I had 2 YouTube accounts and I would post vlogs, I would post makeup tutorials. Pero ano, alam ko pa, see, I think I only had like 2 subscribers then. But I really had a thing for creating videos of being in front of the camera because I enjoyed it. It was therapeutic for me to talk to myself in front of the camera. So on TikTok, yung channel kasi na yun, it's more on sharing tips, so finance. So if I would dance, there would be floating texts of, I don't know, like financial hacks or money tips, all of that. So maybe I can consider opening one more account on TikTok and then it's just, you know, me and my life. Let's see. Love kasi it. Medyo nahirapan na ako eh with just that one account. So maybe soon. Let's see. If the people want it, if the listeners want it, then why not?
Love it. Ayan na. Share this podcast episode in your story.
And yes.
Antoinette with a request na gumawa siya ng second account.
Sige. Pag-isipan. Actually, naka-ready na ako. Private nga lang.
Love it. Okay. Now, let's hop into this topic about finding purpose, which is one of the main topics in our Kwentuhan for today. So, Antoinette, maybe not all our Boss Besties know, but you actually graduated with a degree in political science. What led you now to finance and content creation?
I know, sobrang layo, diba?
Yes.
And, you know, actually, nobody wakes up and says, I want to become a financial advisor or I want to be a content creator. In fact, I never saw myself in this industry because I always thought that I was going to be a lawyer. As in, as young as 13 years old, I was already reading John Grisham's book. So he's an author who writes about law. And then at the same time, I was also reading Kodos in elementary. I always thought that that was the path destined for me. So when my own financial advisor came up to me and then we did a financial planning session, sabi niya, Antoinette, you might want to consider joining the financial services industry because you have the potential, you know, you speak very well. Pero at that time, I was like 18 years old. So ang daming limiting beliefs pa because I had no network. I had no prior experience. And at the same time, I was so young. Who would get an 18-year-old as their financial advisor? So, but it was something I decided on the whim. And I told myself na maybe there's more growth for me here. Because at that time, no first year pa lang, no 18 years old pa lang ako, I was already earning quite well. I mean, enough to cover my needs and my wants. But it wasn't something that I loved to do. Parang naging routine-based na lang siya. So I thought, okay, maybe if I switched my career, I would be able to, life wouldn't be as dull anymore. So it's an opportunity that I just took and then I figured it out. Like, okay, no network, no experience. Okay, I'll just figure it out along the way. Because I have nothing to lose naman. I mean, if it doesn't work out for me, at least I gained the experience. May mga free trainings din kami at work. Mm. So sabi, okay, gora na lang. And then, you know, look where it led me now. I'm talking to the Cleo, diba?
Aww.
I feel like it wasn't for that chance. Oh.
Yes. I feel like that's one of the perks as well of trying out things when you're young. Like, you just have nothing to lose.
Tama. It's the same din with investing na parang okay lang na maging aggressive ka when you're young, okay lang na maging risk taker because, you know, you have no family that's or kids depending on you. Yes. That's why they say we have an unfair advantage as young people compared to people in their 30s wherein, okay, if magsa-start ka ng business, if you need to shell out this much capital, you have to think about it 5-10 times pa.
Yes.
Because if you lose it all, kawawa naman yung mga dependents mo. Mm-hmm. So, at that time, sabi ko, okay lang naman, I'm still 18. If I fail in this industry, I still have like so many more years to go to bounce back. So, yun yung naging mindset ko nun.
Mm-hmm. You were so young when you got the opportunity to hop into the financial industry.
Right.
But with little to no guidance about finance, since it was just an opportunity that you took and you figured out along the way, no? How did you fuel your purpose and expand your knowledge? Because for us who are watching you, it seems like you've already got it all together.
Do I? I think I'm still trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what, you know, I really want to eventually achieve, although I do have goals. I guess for me, you know, what really helped was learning about the Ikigai concept when I was around 19. So I actually first learned this from FQ Mom. Mm-hmm. She was an investment banker back then, but now she writes books about finance. And she talked about how, you know, if you want to pursue a certain career, mm-hmm. the Ikigai concept will actually help you decide. So it's sort of like a compass for you.
Yes.
So sabi niya, if you want to pursue a job, mm-hmm. it should be something that you love. Mm-hmm. It should be something that you're good at. Something that the world needs, and then something that you can be paid for. So, for example, ako, I used to love dancing, and I'm good at dancing, I would say, because I used to do it for a living. So, I performed with a girl group back then, fun fact.
Love
and
it.
We would travel. Yeah, we would travel to perform, and I enjoyed doing it, no? But it was inconsistent. We didn't always get bookings diba, every week. So, there was no money. And diba sabi nila, just follow what you love and the money will follow. Wala. So I followed it, but there was no money. So I had to rethink my career every now and then. And following that Ikigai concept helps. And I would say being in finance now is in line with that concept. Because, you know, the world needs people who can spread financial literacy. I get paid for doing what I love to do. And at the same time, I'm trying to get better at it. So every day is always a new day for me to learn new things. But being in finance, the learning never ends. So that's why we always have trainings every day. We always have to study the markets every day because it's what we teach to others. Ganun siya. So fueling it, I would say yung purpose, it's not something that you find. It's something that you develop. It's something that grows mm-hmm. alongside your success, alongside mm-hmm. your accomplishments. Ganun yun. So for me, parang those who are in their early 20s or siguro teens, mm-hmm. don't be pressured to find your purpose now. In fact, you should be figuring out what not to do instead. So that's Ooh. Being able to try as many things as possible, diba? Saka na yung passion yun, yung purpose. And you'll find it eventually, diba? Because we're all pressured by a timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To agree to you.
Yes, I totally agree. I mean, I'm only 18 right now.
No way, you are?
Yes.
Kala ko mag-age lang tayo.
Hello.
Seryoso? Okay, Uh-oh. Okay. Yeah. I just found out about that now. I don't know if you shared it nga on your TikTok, if you're open about sharing your age most of the time.
I'm sharing it naman.
You do? Okay. I swear. Para kang ano, like, you're so mature, mentally mature for your age.
Oh my
it's such
God.
A good advantage. Yeah, and you've been inspiring so many people then.
Mm, that's so sweet. I thought you knew.
I mean, actually, like, I expected that maybe we were at same age lang, or maybe you're somewhere in your early 20s. Kasi you also give that Gen Z vibe.
Yes, yes.
The Gen Z aura. But at the same time, you're also mature. Diba? And you inspire a lot of people, which is like the perfect role model. Diba? Na even if you're young, okay lang to create content motivating others. But yeah, ako nga na self-employed, you inspire me too. So,
I love what you said about the concept of ikigai, because I also read a book about it. It's called The Little Book of Ikigai.
And yeah. Okay. Yes. No, the cherry blossom flowers.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm familiar with that.
And it is so true. I feel like it's a great way to actually find something that is a balance of the thing that you actually love and the thing that you can actually get paid for by doing it. So you found your purpose by having that compass as, you know, the ikigai. But how did you expand your knowledge on it?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Expanding my knowledge would mean being able to prioritize some learning time every day. So, you know, when I was, a lot of, diba, first impression, people would think that I'm skilled at what I do or ang dami kong alam. But my gosh, you know, in high school and college, I was really bad in math. In fact, I have like a love-hate relationship with finance. Mm-hmm. Because what would take 1 hour for someone to learn, it would take me 3 hours. So what I lacked in ability, I made up for in effort. So parang if someone would study 1 hour for a certain subject, ako, I have to practice 3 hours. And especially when I started giving talks, I knew that I wasn't a very, I wasn't, you know, the best speaker out there. And syempre, meron din yung imposter syndrome. So how I coped with that was, okay, I have to practice 1 week even before the talk. I know, 1 hour every day, I have to practice my speech.
Wow.
I have to practice, review my outline. Ganun siya. So during that 1 hour presentation, at least it would look like I have everything put together.
Mm-hmm.
So every day is a learning process for me. And, you know, just like you, Cleo, I love to set aside some me time for me to read. Mm-hmm. You know, I love reading books in the morning. And then, you know, the trainings at my job also helps a lot. So every day we learn about, ayun yung, kahit yung basics of personal finance, how to save, how to invest, we still learn about those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, for me to be able to put out content to educate others would require me to consume content or would require me to study a lot. So yan yung process ko most of the time.
I love it. I think learning about something, teaching it, would require you to constantly learn. Kasi knowledge is not, you know, stagnant. It's ever evolving. And I love how, I love your humility in answering this question, because it is true that you can only teach something if you constantly consume the content and the knowledge as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
And but when you're like a content creator, it's like you have this obligation, you have this responsibility to be able to put out, you know, content that is well researched, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, you know, when my following was still 20 or 50 followers back then, talaga, I would study whenever before, let's say I would talk about a certain investment, I made sure that I knew everything about it. I made sure na tama yung fact check lahat. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they also rely on the information that I put out there. So it's very important for finance content creators, most especially, to be able to think about their content before posting it. Kasi diba, ang dami ng hype ngayon, ng investments, yeah, ng financial schemes, and ang dami na bibiktima. Yes. Because of quote-unquote influencers, financial influencers or gurus. So, yeah, I hope that eventually we could uplift the standards. Diba? And I'm doing my part. We're on the way there.
Yes, yes. And I think that's your credibility on the line as well, which I feel like is very important to you.
Tama, tama.
Now, Antoinette, you know, you truly acknowledge that you're privileged enough to be able to learn something and teach it to the Filipino audience. So I love that you acknowledge your privilege. However, not everyone, of course, has the same risk appetite nor privileges. Assuming I'm someone with no money, no mentor, no skills, and no passions at all, because I haven't found it yet, but I want to be financially stable. For you, what should be the very first thing that I do?
Very first thing. Okay. So the first thing you need to do is to figure out where you are first, mm-hmm, and then where you need to be. So figuring out where you are would mean, okay, so what are my financial numbers now? Diba? If let's say you're just earning allowance, you have to figure out, okay, magkano ba yung pumapasok? Magkano ba yung lumalabas? Because when you know where you are in the map, then you would be able to go to your destination or you'd be able to reach your destination.
Right.
So, you know, ayun, figure out your financial numbers, figure out how to create a budget of your own, no matter how much you're earning, if it's just allowance from parents or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Start with that. Figure out how much your current lifestyle costs. Diba? Mm-hmm. And then I would say the best place to start also is to get a job that gives you a stable source of income. Mm-hmm. So for me kasi, when you figure out how to earn money, then that's the time you can figure out how to manage it better. Mm-hmm. Diba? Even better if you find a job that you enjoy, right? Mm-hmm. But I would just say focus more on earning money. And then once you earn more, and once you're able to earn a stable source of income, mm-hmm, don't upgrade your lifestyle. Because sometimes people would think that if you earn more, then it's a chance for you to spend more.
Yes.
Diba? But, you know, when you earn more, you should take it as an opportunity for you to save more. Because people nowadays would think na, okay, if nagbabudget ako or if I'm saving, then you're depriving yourself. People look at it that way. But, you know, saving is actually an opportunity for you to save for your future self. So, yun na lang yung iipisin mo. In a way, you have to YOLO wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? YOLO wisely. In a sense na, kasi people would justify their purchases by saying, what if I die tomorrow? Diba? Like, I have all this money, what if I die tomorrow? But what if you don't? Diba? Then the next day, you'll end up with empty pockets. So there has to be that balance. No? So first, figure out how to create your wealth. Second, learn how to handle wealth. And then third, eventually then learn how to grow it. Diba? So that's by investing. So that's how you can reach financial stability. It's being able to cover everything that you need, everything that you could also want, and at the same time, focus on the other aspects of life that you enjoy. Mm-hmm.
Learning about growth. Mm-hmm. And speaking about growth, no, you've mentioned investments.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are so many kinds of investments out there. There you have stocks, cryptocurrencies, real estate, and those three are only some of the talk of the town investments. Mm-hmm. There is still so much more out there. How do I know which one is right for a young adult like me who's just starting out? What is your advice? What should I keep in mind, especially since scams are rampant in the digital age?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Naku, madami na ngayon yun. Actually, on TikTok, madami na. Para they infiltrated that platform also. So, nasisira din yung image of finance content creators because of people like that. So, I would say, if you want to get started with investing, actually, before you even think about investing in stocks or real estate or whatever you see online, mm-hmm. then you should first focus on investing in yourself, diba? Investing in your skill set, diba? Invest the time and energy to develop the skills that you need. Mm-hmm. Kaya nga sabi niya, diba? If you work hard on your job, then you earn money. But if you work hard on yourself, then you earn a fortune. So, diba? Because the greatest source of wealth is yourself. So even if you lose money when you start a business, if you lose money in an investment, if you know your investment is in your knowledge, in your skills, then you can pick yourself back up again from zero. It's not going to be so difficult for you. So yun muna, invest in yourself. Okay, let's say you're already earning money and you want to actually grow your wealth. The first thing you need to do is to think about your objectives. You need to think about your why, you know, before you start investing. What is the money for? Where do you plan to, is it for a major purchase? Are you eyeing on retirement? Diba? Do you want to buy real estate eventually? Ayan, yun yung mga goals mo. Because I think, you know, having goals when you're planning for your money gives you direction then, diba? So once that's covered, then the second thing you need to think about is your time frame. Diba? Are you going short term? Are you going mid term? Or are you going long term? Because there are investments that are only suited for short term. Meron din investments na pang long term talaga. Like for example, diba? It doesn't make sense to put your money in real estate if kailangan mo na yung pera next year. Because real estate, it takes long to liquidate. Yes. It's going, maybe it might take months or years for you to even sell it, diba? Or if ang target mo is long term, 10 years from now, di mo naman need yung pera, then why would you put it in a bank? Diba? Mm-hmm. Because bank is only suited for short term investments. Ganun lang. So yeah, you have to think about your time frame. And then the third and most important aspects which you brought up earlier is your level of knowledge. Diba? Definitely, you should not be investing in something that you don't understand. For me, if you can't explain the investment in one sentence, then you shouldn't be investing in it at all. Okay. So, the reason why a lot of people get scammed now, no matter how wealthy they are, is because these investment schemes are so attractive in terms of returns. Diba? Their investments, the rewards na parang, okay. You can get 20% return in 10 days, mga ganun, or meron pa mga 50% return. So, diba, it's so promising, but we also have to understand that there are risks involved. So that's also another factor that you have to keep in mind. Ano nga ba yung risk appetite mo? Are you conservative? Diba, do you want the safer type of investment, or are you the highly aggressive type? Diba? Because the higher the risk, then the higher the returns. But vice versa also. So the lower the risk, the lower the returns. So if you cannot stomach cryptocurrency, then you don't have to go for cryptocurrency muna. You can stick to the more stable or long-term or let's say the boring investments muna before you go aggressive. So again, it's just like being in a relationship, Cleo. So Cleo, are you single or?
Yes.
Or?
Single.
Which one? Are you? you're single. Okay. Diba? But are you looking or hindi naman?
Ah, may ganon.
Maybe I have pressure, na hot seat. Na hot seat. If it comes. Parang ganon na lang.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, parang siyang relationship, diba, Cleo? You're not gonna ignore the red flags during the courtship stage, diba? You want to be able to spot them right away because once you get into that long term or once you start the commitment, then ikaw yung may ipit. Diba? It's going to be your fault for not spotting it as well. Although, yeah, so kailangan may due diligence, diba? We make sure we research muna before we get into certain investments. And don't get driven by the hype na parang since everyone is investing in it, you should also invest in it as well. Because it's your money. So your money, your responsibility.
I am learning so much from you, and I hope our listeners are also gaining a lot of knowledge from your hard-earned wisdom, because this is your wisdom already, you know, from all of your experiences, Antoinette. Now, before we end this kwentuhan, there is one question that I want to ask you. So, for our last question, if there is one money handling mistake you wish you had known sooner, what would it be?
For me, it would be not having a financial safety net, meaning not being able to build an emergency fund. So I had to learn it the hard way at 16 years old, because at that time, so I was saving up for my tuition fee. And then my aunt, she had a heart disease. So at the time, she needed to get her surgery right away, but because we couldn't afford it, we had to postpone. But we had to keep postponing. And at the same time, she also had maintenance. She also had meds that were very expensive. So me, as a breadwinner at that time, syempre nahirapan ako. So everything that I had to save up for, I had to sell, you know, whatever I had. My mom also had to sell her things. So it became even more costly. So after that experience, I realized how important it is to be able to have that financial safety net, you know, that buffer, so that, you know, if emergency expenses come up, you're ready. Right? Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people also had to learn that during that time of the pandemic, wherein we had the lockdown and a lot of people were displaced from their jobs. So you can see, right, na those who were able to survive or who thrived during that time were those who had emergency funds. So it should be there to help you if, let's say, you lose a job, you become unemployed for a few months, or for medical emergencies. Yan yung greatest mistake ever, followed by lending money to to family or relatives. I think that was another mistake. You know, you also have to be able to prioritize yourself, diba? And in those times. So, yun.
I learned a lot from this conversation, and I hope our listeners also did. Do you want to promote anything to the podcast, Antoinette? Where can our listeners see you and listen to you?
So, I'm on TikTok. You can follow me at Antoinette Aquino _. I'm also very much active on Instagram. So if you have any inquiries, anything you'd want to ask me, actually, then you could message me there. So it's Antoinette Aquino. And I also have a Facebook page called Money Health Check, where I post and share tips of anything under finance. If you want to join my community, I also have the Money Health Check community on Facebook. So if you have any questions, actually, you just have to post it there, and then people from the finance industry could also help you out, and others from the community. So again, thank you, Cleo, for having me. It was such an honor to have this conversation with you, and I really hope our listeners here got value from our conversation today.
Yes, and to conclude this episode, what stayed with me from my kwentuhan with Antoinette are two things. First is that once you earn more, once you are able to earn more, do not upgrade your lifestyle immediately. Take this as an opportunity to save more. That's such great advice. And number two is to invest in your skills and invest in yourself. Ang ganda na nung tinanong natin kanina kay Antoinette kung ano ba talaga yung magandang talk of the town investment. Ang sinagot niya ay ang sarili mo. Hindi mo naman kailangan hindi mo kailangan mag-invest agad on cryptocurrency or stocks or real estate, because the first and foremost, no, na kailangan mong pag-investan is your skills and yourself. Kayo ba, listeners, what stayed with you? Please do not forget to share the podcast to your Instagram stories and tag us at Kwentuhang Pilipina, at Antoinette Aquino, and yours truly, at Your Sunshine Cleo, of what stayed with you. Anong nanatili sa inyo from our kwentuhan? Please join us on our Facebook group, Kwentuhang Pilipina Community, at doon natin ituloy itong kwentuhan. Special thanks to our managing editor, Aliana Patrimonio. And this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Filipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been your Sunshine Cleo, and I will be back for more Kwentuhan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Kwentuhang Pilipina.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.